All right, so here's this week's trending Reddit story, and it's a wild one. Picture this. You're 17, you finally got a car to call your own, and life is good. That is, until one day at school, it all goes sideways. Literally. So OP, a high school senior in a small southern town, explains how he parks his car in one of the last two spots in the school lot. All good, right? But at the end of the day, OP heads out with his buddies, Mark and Joe, and finds his car totaled. We're talking dents down the entire left side, a missing side mirror, shattered taillight. The works. Whoever parked next to him obviously didn't just leave a scratch. They basically gave his car a custom demolition derby look and then dipped. Naturally, OP's in shock. He calls his dad, who tells him to wait there while he comes to help. The police get involved, but since there are no cameras in the parking lot, the whole thing seems like it's going to end up as a mystery. Until Mark has a light bulb moment. He remembers his girlfriend saw a girl named Annie parking next to OP that morning, and plot twist, Annie drives a big old pickup truck. Also, Joe's brother confirms he saw Annie's very recognizable truck parked beside OP's. So, the guys pile into another car and roll over to Annie's house to check it out. They pull up, and lo and behold, Annie's truck is sporting some serious damage on its right side. Right headlight broken, doors scraped up. This seems like pretty solid evidence, right? OP asks Annie if she hit his car, and she just loses it. Annie starts yelling, her dad runs out, and suddenly it's a whole scene. Her dad even threatens to call the cops on OP and his friends if they don't leave, so they do. Now, here's where it gets juicy. The next day, OP gets called into the principal's office. Annie, her dad, and wait for it, her uncle the police chief, are all there. OP tries to explain, but they don't even give him a chance. The principal says there was a report that he harassed Annie at her house, so boom. He's suspended on the spot. And like a final kick, the principal tells him he just needs to let it go and he'll be allowed back. OP's friends are split on this. Some think Annie's totally in the wrong, but others think he should have just let it go since, you know, she probably didn't hit his car on purpose. So here's the big question OP's asking. Is he the jerk for not letting it go? Honestly, the whole let it go thing when your car is sitting there completely wrecked? That's rich. I mean, wouldn't you be livid too? Especially with Annie's police chief uncle swooping in to save the day? Seems like OP got steamrolled by small-town politics. Here's also a good one for anyone who's dealt with ridiculous work dress codes or client demands. Our main character is someone who used to work as a systems consultant, which means they traveled a lot to help clients set up or troubleshoot projects. And when you're a consultant, time is money, literally. The travel costs come out of the project budget, or get billed to the client so they're told to keep it lean. Economy flights, basic hotels, the works. Anyway, all this was fine and dandy until they got assigned to a client who was operating like they were on some next-level rules-don't-apply-here mindset. This client's controller was crystal clear that they wouldn't approve any expenses unless every penny spent was as frugal as possible. So, OP and a contractor colleague book the usual. No checked luggage, just a carry-on, and head to the first in-person meeting dressed in business casual. Button-downs, chinos, nice shoes. It's pretty much consultant uniform 101. But as soon as they get there, they're pulled aside. Apparently, the C-suite was very taken aback that they had shown up without suits, formal shoes, and ironed shirts. Seriously, but OP's colleague, cool as a cucumber, asked them to send over an email outlining the dress code, which they do, and oh, they're about to regret that little email. So, next trip, OP and the contractor go all out. They're now flying in the night before, booking a business hotel with ironing facilities, and checking extra luggage to fit the suits and fresh shirts. They rack up expenses, extra flight cost, checked baggage fees, a pricier hotel closer to the client's office. And because the contractor's technically on the clock when he's ironing, he bills them for that too. No way they're getting away with demanding a formal dress code and not paying for it. The meeting goes fine, but then, drumroll. The invoice gets rejected, The client's controller digs in their heels, saying they won't pay. At that point, OP's contractor buddy just stops working for them on the spot, telling OP to do the same. And that's when deadlines get missed, meetings get skipped, and finally, the client's controller breaks. The C-suite drops the dress code and they pay up, but OP and the contractor drop the client the moment the contract's over, no looking back. The best part? The same client later tries to recruit OP through LinkedIn. Safe to say, that message got a hard LOL and a no thanks. Happened files. The storyteller has got a dad who's known for his, well, less than stellar personality. He's the type who can turn on the charm like a light switch for new people, but shows his real side to those closest to him. We're talking demanding, irritable, and about as emotionally aware as a rock. It's exactly why OP's mom divorced him and why his kids all keep their distance. But now he's got a new girlfriend, who's genuinely lovely, by the way. And for the first time, she gets a front row seat to what he's really like. So a little while back, OP's dad invites them and their younger brother to an event, apparently trying to play the whole cool dad card now that his kids are almost adults. It feels like too little, too late, but OP agrees to go anyway, mostly to make sure their brother isn't left alone to deal with dad's moods. On the way, they stop at a diner because OP's brother is hungry, and this is where the dad's mask slips. Turns out he only offered to stop for breakfast to look good in front of his girlfriend. He clearly didn't expect anyone to actually say yes. So, there they are at the diner, and dad's acting all stressed because his son, who needs a bit of extra time to decide, is, well, taking a bit of time. And then dad's true personality comes out, right there in front of his girlfriend. He starts needling the poor kid, saying he's wasting everyone's time, that the waitress must be so annoyed, and other passive-aggressive gems like that. He even grabs the menu and snaps at him to just choose. And OP's brother, who was already struggling, starts freezing up like he's about to cry. So OP's instincts were dead on. This is why they agreed to go in the first place, just to run interference for moments like these. Eventually, the brother goes outside to get some air, and that's when OP and the girlfriend start laying into dad. OP tries to remind him they're not in a rush and that no one actually cares how long they take. But then the girlfriend backs OP up, and dad's whole vibe changes. Suddenly he's scrambling, backpedaling, trying to save face because apparently he cares more about looking bad to his girlfriend than he does about making his son feel safe. Classic. When the brother comes back, dad gives him the lamest non-apology you can imagine. The classic, "I'm sorry you felt that way," which is about as satisfying as cold toast. They still go to the event, where the dad's too busy with his friends to be a jerk, so they end up having a good time away from him. But the best part? His girlfriend saw. She got a real glimpse of what he's like around loved ones, and OP is honestly relieved. Then, just when we thought dad might learn something from the experience, he goes and complains to OP about how unfair it is that their brother still hasn't forgiven him. OP's like, "Yeah, no, you don't get to whine about forgiveness when you won't actually apologize." Dad clearly wants his kids to move on, but without any real remorse. Entitlement level 100. So props to OP for looking out for their brother and letting dad know that, "Sorry you feel that way," just doesn't cut it. And hey, now dad's girlfriend knows the truth too. Today's last story comes from someone working a packed Veterans Day lunch. Their restaurant offered free meals for veterans, so you can imagine the place was slammed. Now, you'd think everyone would be feeling pretty grateful, right? Well, everyone except for one classic Karen, of course. So, OP clocks in at noon. The place is buzzing, almost every single seat filled. Their very first table of the day? Karen and her dad. She's ready to order, except she's absolutely not ready to order. She does the whole, "I'm ready." Actually, no, maybe routine, making OP stand there for a solid minute before she finally decides. And then, wait for it, she orders a drink and makes a point to tell OP twice to make it strong and thick. Whatever that's supposed to mean, right? Then OP serves the drinks, but apparently Karen's dad's drink isn't up to Karen's impossible standards. It's too watered down, she insists, so back it goes for a redo. And then the food comes out, but she needs plastic silverware because apparently regular cutlery is too fancy for her. Anyway, OP does their best to juggle this high-maintenance Karen along with their 8 million other tables. But that's not all. She decides to pull the manager aside to rant about how horrible the food is. Surprise, surprise. Her whole meal gets comped. So, after all that, she hunts OP down to pay her bill and probably assumed she'd get some sort of apology or gratitude. But OP just swipes her card, hands it back, and hits her with a have a great day. And let's be real. The minute Karen started up with her make it strong spiel, OP knew that tip was already down the drain. The best part? OP wasn't even fazed because every other table was amazing. All these respectful veterans having a blast getting their free bomb-ass meals. One of them even asked, even the steak? And OP's like, hell yeah, even the steak. So even though Karen tried to bring everyone down, the day was still a win. Just goes to show that not even the ultimate Karen can ruin a good day if you don't let her. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.